Recorded Books and RB Digital present Wind River Rancher by Lindsay McKenna, narrated by Johanna Parker. Chapter 1. Reese Lockhart's stomach was tight with hunger as he stood at the outskirts of a small Wyoming town called Wind River. The sign indicated a population of 2,000. He'd gone a month without decent food. 6 inches of snow stood on the sides of the road where he'd walked the last 10 miles on 89A North. It headed toward Jackson Hole, where he was hoping to find work. The town, for a Monday afternoon, was pretty slow. A couple of pickup trucks came and went. A few people walked along the sidewalks on either side of the highway that ran through the center of town. He halted outside Becker's Hay and Feed Store, an aged red brick building standing 2 stories high. The red tin roof was steep, and sunlight reflected off it, making Reese squint. Bright lights now hurt his eyes. Taking a deep breath, feeling that fear of rejection once again, he pushed open the door to the store. Would he get yelled at by the owner? Told to get out? It was early May, and snow had fallen the night before. The sleepy town of Wind River still had slush on its streets at midday. The place was quiet, smelled of leather, and he saw a man in his 60s, tall, lean, and with silver hair, sitting behind the counter. He was sitting on a wooden stool that was probably the same age as he was, an ancient-looking calculator in his work-worn hands as he methodically punched the buttons. Girding himself, ignoring the fact he hadn't eaten in 2 days, Reese's gaze automatically swung around the huge establishment. A hay and feed store was something he was familiar with. Maybe the owner wanted some part-time help. He needed to make enough money to buy a decent meal. Shoving away the shame he felt over his situation, he saw the man lift his head, wire-rimmed spectacles halfway down his large nose, his blue eyes squinting at Reese as he approached the long wooden counter.
"Howdy, stranger. Can I help you?"
the man asked.
"Maybe," Reese said. "I'm looking for work. I saw you have several big barns out back and a granary. Do you have any openings?"
Automatically, Reese tensed. He knew he looked rough, with a month's worth of beard on his face, and his clothes were dirty and shabby. At one time, he'd been a Marine Corps captain, commanding a company of 120 Marines, and he'd been damn good at it until...
"I'm Charlie Becker, the owner," the man said, shifting and thrusting his hand across the desk toward him. "Welcome to Wind River. Who might you be?"
"Reese Lockhart," he said, and he gripped the man's strong hand.
He liked Charlie's large, watery eyes because he saw kindness in them. Reese was very good at assessing people. He'd kept his Marines safe and helped them through their professional and personal ups and downs over the years he commanded Mike Company in Afghanistan. Charlie was close to 6 feet tall, lean like a rail, and wore a white cowboy shirt and blue jeans. Reese sensed this older gentleman wouldn't throw him out of here with a curse, or, even worse, call law enforcement and accuse him of trespassing. The last place where he'd tried to find some work, they'd called him a druggie and told him to get the hell out. He smelled. While walking the last 10 miles to Wind River, Reese had stopped when he discovered a stream on the flat, snow-covered land and tried to clean up the best he could. The temperature was near freezing as he'd gone into the bushes, away from the busy highway, and stripped to his waist. He'd taken handfuls of snow and scrubbed his body, shivering. But hell, that was a small price to pay to try not to smell so bad. He hadn't had a real shower in a month either.
"You a vet by any chance?"
Charlie asked, his eyes narrowing speculatively upon Reese.
"Yes, sir, Marine Corps."
He said it with pride.
"Good to know, son."
Charlie looked toward a table at the rear of the store, which held coffee, cookies, and other goodies offered to patrons.
"Why don't you go help yourself to some hot coffee and food over there?"
He gestured in that general direction.
"My wife, Pixie, made 'em. Right good they are. I usually..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?